It's here and now. This week, the Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba is meeting with potential investors ahead of what could be one of the largest initial public offerings ever. The price for a share of Alibaba will be set the old-fashioned way in coordination with a big investment bank. But some in the finance world believe there's a more democratic way to take a company public. As Here Now's Peter O'Dowd reports, it's called a Dutch auction.
I'm fired up at 10 down 15.
First of all, this is not a Dutch auction. It's a traditional auction. The price starts low and goes up. 15, 20, 25, 30, 35.
Sold them $45, put them on 281.
In a Dutch auction, the price goes the other way. Say you want to buy a bundle of tulips. So you bid $200. Your buddy John comes along and says he'll pay $150. Then Cindy jumps in. She offers $90 for the tulips. And the auction is over.
And if you bid the most, you're guaranteed to win. But you don't pay your bid.
Duke economist David McAdams with some good news for the highest bidder. He says in a Dutch auction, everyone pays the lowest acceptable offer. Even if your bid was $200, you pay $90.
So in that sense, it's fair.
Professor McAdams says it's a puzzle why more companies don't use Dutch auctions to sell a stake in the business.
It makes it easier for example, small investors to get involved in an IPO. Because if they want a stock, they can bid their price that they think is fair. If it turns out they've overestimated it and the sophisticated investors know it's worth less, they'll wind up getting it for less.
There's really only one guy who arranges Dutch auction IPOs, Bill Hambrecht. He runs a small investment bank called W.R. Hambrecht & Company.
IPOs have always been handled by traditional investment banks, and essentially it's sort of an insider's game. Goes back 120 years, really.
When a firm like China's Alibaba wants to go public, it usually picks a traditional investment bank to do the legwork. The bank, which is the underwriter, helps set the price per share and then makes those shares available at a discount to its own customers first. So if you want a piece of Alibaba, Hambrecht says you'll have to wait until big institutional investors get a chance to snap it up first.
So the public is excluded from it. And the pricing is dependent on, effectively, the underwriter deciding the price. And I just felt it was a lot fairer, number one, to open up the market to every investor, and number two, do it at a market price.
Hambrecht says the big investment banks have an incentive to set the original price low, so the stock will jump on the first day of trading and make early investors a lot of money. That's why Hambrecht goes against the grain with his auction IPOs.
The best example and the best one we did, of course, was Google.
Hambrecht's firm was one of about 30 investment banks involved when Google went public a decade ago.
They wanted to be able to tell all their users, and at that point there were 100 million of them, that, hey, if you want to own our stock, you have access to it through an auction. And if you want to buy our shares, you can do it by bidding. And that's what they accomplished.
Well, not exactly, says Peter O. He's a University of Pittsburgh law professor who wrote an article called The Dutch Auction Myth.
It can be catastrophic for a company.
O says the Google offering was complicated. While Google did accept bids through an auction, the company ultimately set a lower price on its own. O says an auction system leaves companies vulnerable. If small investors don't buy up enough shares, the entire IPO can fail and leave millions of dollars on the table.
At least with respect to companies going public, it looks like it's really a very problematic procedure and ultimately a very unattractive one.
That's why O says the Dutch auction hasn't really caught on. Bill Hambrecht's firm has taken a company public with an auction 24 times, and the two he has in the works now are small companies trying to raise less than $100 million. For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd.